Move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The sergeant-at-arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend J. Michael Byron from St. Paschal Balin Catholic Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Creator God, with grateful hearts, we thank you for the gift of life and the privilege of leadership, which you have entrusted to us on this and every new morning. As we convene again to do our work, may we be mindful of the many things that bind us together as human beings and as citizens of our great state. Whatever our politics, our religion, our culture, our histories. Allow us to see in the faces of our friends true partners to help us along life's road, and allow us to see in the faces of our opponents, fellow Minnesotans who share the same passion, the same hopes, the same concern, and the same sacred trust of the people whose confidence in our vision has brought us together in this chamber. And allow us especially to be mindful of the faces and voices that may be too easily overlooked or forgotten in the doing of our work, the ones who are disenfranchised from influence or discouraged by the circumstances of their lives. We acknowledge our responsibility to be more than winners of personal battles, promoters of small causes and narrow interests, and we dedicate ourselves to be fashioners of the broad common public good for the welfare of all of us. We dare not presume to take on such a weighty task without seeking the strength, wisdom, patience, and courage that only you, our God, can provide. For these gifts, we now ask of your generous hand. Amen.
Of the United States of America.
Thank you so much, Senator. Good to be with you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted. House files number 977, 2480, 2665, and 2647. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
First reading of House bills. The House bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Reports of committees. The Secretary will read an additional report.
Senator Cohen from the Committee on Finance, to which was referred Senate file number 2370, a bill for an act relating to education, expanding eligibility for the Location Equity Revenue Program, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda, the addendum, and the report read by the Secretary be adopted, with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda and in the addendum will be given their second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. These bills are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions. They'll be adopted all in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 981 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and return to me, its author.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Reinert.
Thank you again, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 1150-1150 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and return to me, its author.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund.
Yes, Madam President. I move that Senate File Number 1917 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. And this is my bill, and it was referred to State and Local Government, but it has provisions that the Judiciary Committee requested it be heard in that committee. So it needs to go there.
Then will it return to State, back to State and Local?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate File 2435 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Madam President, this is a bill that establishes a task force. You're aware. Senator Latz is aware. It's just going to take a slightly different path. It's going to go to your committee first and then to Senator Latz's committee.
And this is your bill.
Yes, Madam President.
All those in favor
Madam
say
President, Madam President.
Oh, sorry. Senator Hand.
Thank you, Madam President. Just wondered if the author could clarify that the intent is, or do we know if it is going to go back to State and Local after it makes its sojourn in Judiciary?
And thank you, Senator Hand. And members, you should say a sentence or two about your bill as well. Senator Dibble.
Madam President, I did clarify that in my explanation. It'll go from Judiciary to State and Local, then back to or out of State Judiciary to State and Local first, then to Judiciary.
And what's the bill about?
It sets up a task force to look at the enforcement of certain laws throughout the state.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hayden.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2537 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and returned to me.
This is your bill?
This is.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Johnson. Senator Johnson, your motion, please.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1978 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
This is my bill, and the chairs have agreed to that.
And it's going from the Transportation Policy Committee and then back to the Transportation Finance Committee, or say a sentence about the bill.
It will be to the Finance Committee and then to the Veterans Committee.
And what's the bill about?
License plates for women veterans.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sharon.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2071 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Policy and re-referred to the Committee on Veterans Finance. This is a bill that gives a recognition for injured veterans. A license plate for injured veterans.
And this is your bill?
Yes, it is, and the committee chairs have agreed.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? We need the, without further objections, the following members will be excused from today's session. Senators Anderson, Bach, Goodwin, Limmer, Latz, Ingebrigtsen, Housley.
Can we vote on that?
Never mind. Housley is here.
Might we vote?
Any announcements? Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, March 19th at 11 a.m.
Before we adjourn, Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much. I wanted to remind everybody that the Greater Mankato Days at the Capitol are tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th. We'll be gathering at the Kelly Inn at 5 to 7, and I'm hoping that as many of you as possible can come and join us. Thank you.
On the Sieben motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.